Welcome to Hour 2 of the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you for the next hour, leading up to coverage of Kansas State baseball. The Wildcats hosting former Big 12 rival Nebraska coming up at 6:30. Pregame coverage at 6 o'clock. You'll have Matt Walters on the call for that. In this hour, going over headlines from today's press conference at the Vanier Football Complex, it was Sean Snyder, not Bill Snyder, who met with the media today. We'll have some highlights there on some interesting things that the younger Snyder had to say. A couple of other basketball programs are enduring the same kind of mass exodus that K-State did a couple of years ago. I'll draw some comparisons there later in this hour. Mitch and I go over our worst airline experiences because that is the big news of the day. One heck of an experience for a man on a United flight over the weekends that didn't really turn out very well for him. We'll talk about that. And Jabroni of the Week, which really you could probably fit both of those into the same one, United Airlines being Jabroni of the Week. But I guess we can have two different segments for that. Mitch is on the other side of the glass right now messing around with a fan. I don't get the comfort of a fan over here because it would be too loud to have on the air. How's it going over there?
Yeah, you can hear it.
A little. It's not too bad. A little bit of white noise.
It's 100 degrees in these studios because there's an issue with the air conditioning, which is actually being fixed right now. But, man, I'm sweating.
Yeah, me too.
Sweating bullets.
It has not been the most comfortable day. I really wish we were doing the show outside. And I stand by what I've said several times. If the temperature is between 60 and 80 degrees, we should just have a table set up outside our studio. We do not have to go anywhere. We just set it up outside just because, you know, fresh air is good for us. We don't have to be inside here all the time.
It'd be perfect to be outside.
It would be great being outside right now. But anyway, we'll deal with the AC-less studio for at least another hour, and hopefully they'll have it fixed by tomorrow, but you know how those things go. All right. It was Sean Snyder that met with the media at the Vanier Football Complex earlier today. Coach Bill Snyder is in Kansas City, or at least was when this was taking place, around the noon hour for some of his health treatments and some of those follow-up appointments. At least that's what Sean said today. So that's where he was today. So he wasn't able to meet with the media, and Sean Snyder stepped in. Did a great job, as you would expect him to. He's a guy that has plenty of experience around the media. I mean, it wasn't a position that he isn't fit for. There's no doubt about that. But one thing that is different, a contrast when you hear from Sean Snyder, is that you will get a little bit more detail, I think, with how certain players are coming along, or a little bit more detail with maybe some comparisons that would be made. Things like that, more tangible stuff to actually grab onto and talk about. So for the sake of our show and us talking about it, it's actually a positive thing. And there are a few different things I want to get into, but I want to start here. Some of this stuff we'll save for later on in the week, by the way. There's plenty here that we can talk about over the course of the next few days. But one thing that he talked about was the quality of the running back position at K-State right now. K-State is in a really good spot considering the fact that a three-year starter in Charles Jones is departing. You are bringing back probably the most talented running back that you had on the roster in Alex Barnes, another guy that is in that same vein and is extremely strong, especially in his upper body. Justin Silman has done a very nice job over his couple of seasons at K-State. And then you're bringing along some younger guys who have the potential to be real playmakers for you. Mike McCoy, we'll see what Dalvin Wormack is able to do this year. There's a lot of reason to believe that K-State is in a great spot at that position. And Sean Snyder went so far as to say that this may be the deepest the K-State has been, at least while he's been around, at the running back position.
We haven't been as deep at running back that I can remember. I mean, we've had some very talented and gifted running backs over the years, but to have the depth that we do now, I can't say that we have over the years.
And that's not a shocking thing to hear from him. I think that if you just look at what K-State has on paper, you can make that case, but it's really encouraging to hear that come from a coach, because it means that there is a lot of confidence. And whether or not you'll get them to talk about it at length, whether it's Sean Snyder or Bill Snyder or any of the assistant coaches, you can hear that confidence. You can hear that excitement that they are working with, and that's an important part to this team if they're going to compete in the Big 12 for a potential Big 12 championship in 2017. You do have some confidence in Jesse Ertz and his relationship with receivers, et cetera, but K-State, at its core, is a team that runs the football, and when they have been at their best under Bill Snyder, they have had a really good running back to work with, and now I think K-State may have not just one, but two or three to choose from.
See, doesn't that just excite you, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sean Snyder today did a fabulous job at the press conference today. Overall, fantastic job. He also did a fantastic job of putting this team over. He praised
you brought
and
wrestling
talked
into
so
it.
Well about so many players on this team. First of all, and we'll probably get into more of this a little later on, but I just, like, for instance, linebackers brought up a lot of names. Mm-hmm. That'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. But the running backs, I mean, there's a lot of names, like you've already mentioned, Justin Silman, Alex Barnes, Mike McCoy's up there, even Tyler Burns, threw his name around as well, the redshirt freshman. I was just thinking, yes, like, keep naming these guys. Come on. First of all, it really gets you pumped up for the spring game because multiple positions, he's naming multiple guys. Mm-hmm. And even at the end of the press conference, he's asked about, you know, their scrimmages and all these guys, like who was really shining, you know, who was really stepping out. And he mentioned a lot of guys that who were young last year but still got a lot of playing time. Like, man, all these guys are coming back. I'm like, I'm ready for this spring game.
Yeah, it does get you excited.
11 days away.
And I think that's one of the most watchable things from the spring game, because we've talked about this before. Sometimes they can be boring because the playbook is really closed and you can't use the quarterback run game. But we're going to see a lot of reps for all of these running backs, and it's going to be fun to see who has the leg up, at least from what we can tell, once we are exiting spring practice. And Sean Snyder went on to talk about what all the different elements are that this running back core brings to the table.
That position right now, because at the running back, we've got a little bit of everything. We've got strength, we've got power, we've got speed, we've got quickness. I think there's a lot of compliments that go across the board with that group. And, and Alex and Justin are both, you know, right now they're really stepping out and shining well. I know Dad talked briefly about Mike McCoy as well, and Mike has done some good things. Tyler's done some good things.
And, you know, of course, the underrated element of all this, K-State is actually bringing back some experience on the offensive line this time around, which was not the case last year with the exception of Dalton Reisner. But now that they have more experience to work with there, the learning curve goes a lot faster in the spring, and we're able to see these running backs probably develop more than they would have been able to a year ago.
What's kind of funny about K-State's running back core is it's weird how tall they are.
Yeah, they don't have Darren Sproles this time
right.
around.
Right, it's 5'8 to 6'2. That's where that range is, so that's an average of, what, 5'11", 6'? Mm-hmm. K-State has had some tall running backs in the past, but you look at the running back greats, I should say, they haven't been the tallest guys. They've been more, you know, the short, stocky, just bail your way through a line and break tackles. And these guys, they're tall. They're not exactly going to hide behind a offensive line the whole time.
Yeah, we're definitely talking about more Daniel Thomas types than Darren Sproles types. And it's not fair to any of those guys to say make those comparisons. But you can see the frame. I mean, the frame is similar with some of those guys, and it does have to excite you. There's no doubt about it. You had brought up the linebackers a little bit. I think we're going to save that and talk about them more in depth another day this week. We did get a chance to talk to Daquan Patton, who's one of the key members of this K-State recruiting class. He got a lot of really high praise today. You actually heard a little bit of it in Mitch's update earlier, talking about Sean Snyder talking about how there are some comparisons with Arthur Brown in there. I would say, just as I said, that it's not fair to say that Alex Barnes is Daniel Thomas. I think that calling a guy that just got on campus Arthur Brown might be a little bit premature, but if you're just looking at the frame and the things he can do for you, that's not too far off, and that has to be exciting as well. Now, all that aside, there is a negative that came out of today. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it came out of today. It's been rumored for a while now that there have been some issues, some disciplinary issues with Will Geary, who, of course, is a very important part of K-State's defensive line, particularly the interior of the defensive line. Sean Snyder was asked about that today, and this is what he had to say.
Well, I'm not going to comment on his status. I mean, Dad can answer that, you know, next time he gets back. But the only thing I will say is yes, Will's working on a few things right now, and hopefully things will work out and we'll have him back.
Not a lot of detail there, as you would expect. And even with Sean quoting, you know, his dad and saying that he'll, you know, you'll have to ask him when he gets back. We don't know exactly what's going on there, but we do know that Will Geary has had some issues, some off-the-field issues that he's trying to shore up. But the good news is that it does appear that, you know, he's still with the program. He is trying to work on this, and it's not a situation where he is not a part of the picture for K-State. So he's got some time. It is April 11th. Got some time to get this all figured out, but that is a somewhat negative that did come out of the press conference today.
Well, Geary had a nice season last year.
He sure did.
45 tackles. He did have one sack, which is actually in his career a low for a season. He had 3.5 in 2015, but that's maybe not so much about the stats. It's obviously can wreak havoc on the run and pass, and I mean he's a leader out there.
He's been around for three years now. He's a pretty unstoppable bowling ball when he gets his when he gets his momentum going in the right direction, his low center of gravity, all of those things. He can be a weapon for you, there's no doubt. So best wishes that everything gets figured out there and he will be on the field this fall for Kansas State. Before we go to our first break of this second hour, some news as far as the coaching staff with K-State, and these are changes that were expected but had not formally been announced yet until today. But John Fabris is K-State's new defensive ends coach, taking over for Blake Seiler, who is getting promoted to work with the linebackers and is also the assistant defensive coordinator now with K-State. So Mike Cox departs the program here a couple of weeks ago. Now John Fabris, who was with K-State in 1997 and 1998, returns. He's been kind of all over the place since then. In the 20 years since then, he's got more than 30 years experience as a coach. He's coached in 12 bowl games. He was at Indiana, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Washington State, Iowa State, Notre Dame, K-State, and South Carolina. He also spent time.
He likes moving.
Spend time with the Cleveland Browns as well. He was named the SEC assistant coach or best position coach in the SEC in 2009 when he was with Georgia. So he has had some success. He's going to work with K-State's defensive ends. And Blake Seiler gets the promotion to linebackers coach and assistant defensive coordinator, which is great. I really like Blake Seiler. He's one of the most valuable recruiters that K-State has in the program. He brings great energy and great enthusiasm. And so I think that he is in a good spot as well. So that's a little bit of the news that came out from the Vanier Football Complex today. All right, deep breath. We are going to have more football news that we'll be going through the rest of this week, some other things that Sean Snyder had to say at the press conference. But when we come back, you'll recall it was about 2 years ago that K-State had that big mass exodus from the basketball program. Today, two more programs, including one pretty close to home, are dealing with the same thing. You'll hear about that coming up next on The Game.